Jeremy Bradley here, top of the charts. The second half of the show is starting now. Now, in the last segment, Jeff Fox really surprised us by calling in with response to the web poll question. Now, you know, and pretty much, I mean, we see you everywhere. Las Vegas Casino, you're on slot machines?
Well, that's another thing that you never really thought would happen. But no, I think it's quite appropriate. They're penny slot machines.
Oh.
which is pretty much my crowd.
And Walmart the other day, greeting cards?
Yeah, we've had a line of greeting cards. You know, I've been very lucky because when I got into this, I never thought about stand-up being like a springboard for TV or movies. I just love doing stand-up and making people laugh. So all of this other stuff is kind of gravy. I mean, I never envisioned, I think I just finished my 28th book. I didn't envision doing that or hosting fifth grade or having sitcoms, but it's all part of being creative. If you walked around my office, there's like 12 different piles because I draw and, you know, I'm working on a book of short stories now and working on my third kid's book. And so I just, you know, I probably have ADD, but I'm always just kind of working on something. And I'm really lucky, I guess, that a lot of it has worked through the years.
And on your website, actually, you encourage visitors to share their stories, pictures, really open up. But what's the weirdest submission you've had?
You know, I don't know. There's something about me. Like, nobody ever comes up to me in the grocery store and says, "Excuse me, Mr. Foxworthy." People are like, "Hey, Jeff, let me tell you what my sister did." And people, I guess because I'm a comic, people tell me things they really shouldn't tell their therapist. You know, the story that on the first Blue Collar movie of the guy coming up and telling me the story of his brother-in-law getting his nipple bitten off by a beaver. I mean, you can't make something like that up. And not in your wildest dreams, and yet people feel the need to share these things with me.
Wow. So what's the weirdest picture you've received? Because you also want those.
You know what? I have a ton of them. I just got one, and this was actually, rednecks are pretty smart. A guy sent me a picture where they had taken the dryer, the washer and the dryer, and they had taken the door off and rigged this thing somehow, and they made themselves a homemade cotton candy maker. And you're just looking at this thinking, all the time and money and effort that you put into this, wouldn't it have been easier to just go to the store and buy a cotton candy maker? But no, they had converted their dryer. Apparently there was a huge consumption of cotton candy in the house.
And you eat that with your fingers, right?
You do, and then see, we've come back to square one, and once you get the sticky sugar on your fingers, you've got to lick it off.
So. There you go. Now,
yes, and then so yes, you're right. It is a redneck thing.
Yeah, but creative nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly.
Always looking on the bright side of things. Now you do a lot of good work for kids. Tell me what the Make-A-Wish Foundation means to you.
Oh, you know what? I've just been so blessed. I've had such a great life doing something I love. But I've been involved with Make-A-Wish for almost 20 years and Camp Sunshine, the camp for kids with cancer. I've been chairman of the Duke Children's Hospital, all their fundraising things. And, you know, to me, celebrity is always kind of silly, but one of the cool things about it is you can walk into a hospital room and go visit a kid and kind of make one of their bad days a little better for a little while. And the cool thing about Make-A-Wish is it's totally about giving. It's just about other people. And to me, that's the key to having a rewarding life, is kind of when you get where you take the spotlight off yourself and put it on other people. And that's what they do. They just create cool moments for little people that deserve a cool moment.
Mm-hmm. And you're making thousands and thousands of people's day better in your show. So where in the next few weeks are you headed?
Well, I've got like you said, I'm coming to Winnipeg, I'm coming to Calgary, doing like a 4-day run through Canada, and then I'm in Texas for 2 or 3 days, and then we kind of go back and start. I got to go to LA because we're doing a syndicated version, like a daily version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader this fall. So I'll start working on that.
We'll be watching for that, and we'll also be sure to check out JeffFoxworthy.com to channel our inner redneck. Jeff Foxworthy, thanks for giving us a call today.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.